Prima. We might have to take a little bit into the next day's shear. So let's pick up Be'ezer Hashem with the Gemara. Let's do the Gemara inside. Zok de'eligi Gemara. Amar le'ahu me'rabbanan le'rabba. Trima mahu. What's the halacha going to be in regards to Trima? So in Leini Chabura, we went laid really well. The Talmud pointed out that the correct way to read Rashi is the following. Trima mahu. Ma mevarchin alav. What bracha do you make on the sauce of the fruit? V'shem Trima. What is the shem Trima? Shem Trima here is Rashi's describing the noun. The noun of Trima. Kol davar hakotush ktsas, anything that's a little bit broken down. Ve'eino merusak, and is not entirely mashed. What is Rashi doing when Rashi is saying v'shem Trima? So we pointed out in Leini Chabura that what is going on and different over here that hasn't gone on in previous sugyas is up until now we've been asking, let's say, chavitza, truknin, trisa, all of these types of things that we ask are about a type of food. Over here, when we begin to discuss in regards to trima, we're no longer talking about simply a type of food. Rashi, when he says v'shem trima, isn't referring necessarily to lamdusha term, shame, but rather what Rashi means is the following. V'shem trima, kol dover hakotush ktsas ve'eino merusak, we're now talking about a type of constituency, a type of food, anything that's mashed a little, crushed a little, and not mashed. And therefore, it's not only related to a particular food. Where did the Gemara segue from discussing a particular food to discussing this type of constituency? So that we already began with, and now we understand the hemshich of the Gemara, of the Amar Mar Baravashi. Amar Mar Baravashi, 12 lines from the top, spoke about the sugya of Mei Peros. When it comes to the sugya of Mei Peros, over there we have a shayla of what bracha one makes on juices. Now, we're no longer talking about a particular type of food. We're talking about a particular type of constituency. So that's the change in Rashi of Trima Mahu, Ma Mevarchin Alav. Okay, what exactly is Rashi's definition of Trima? Of course, you know that that's going to be a big part of the shir. The Gemara then recounts that there was a little bit of a confusion what the shayla was. Lo adai to the Rav Mai Karmelay, he wasn't sure what it was. Yasser Vina Kamei the Rav, Amalei the Shumshmi, Ka Amarta, are you referring to sesame? Or the Kurtami? Kurtami is a type of spice that I said was saffron. Is that how you describe it?
Or turmeric.
Oh, the Kurtami? Or we're talking about crushed grapes, Kamarta? Adahachi Vahachi asking Rav Ladai Day? Amalei Hashilta, Vade Kamarta. I remembered what Ravasi had taught. In other words, it seems like, by the way, originally, the Gemara thought it was talking about a particular type of food. But we pointed out that now we've segued into the sugya of Mei Peros. If we've segued into the sugya of Mei Peros, we're talking about a certain type of constituency. Dom Ravasi, hai tamisho truma, mutter lasas man trima. It's permissible to take truma and make it into trima, and it's not considered mazik truma. Va'atzel asman shechar, and you're not allowed to make it into beer. V'hilchasa tamri v'avdinu trima mevarchin ilavayu baripriya eitz. If you take dates and you make it into trima, the bracha is going to be eitz. My taima b'milsayi kaimi k'dmeikara. The reason is because it retains its original identity. See, here we have a yisod, just from the simple pshat of the Gemara, we have the yisod, and that is that a fruit could be changed, and still it retains its original bracha. Now, Rabosai, the Trumas Hadesh in Simin Chof Tes, understands Rashi, the Ramaskul Trima Mahu, as saying the following. Rashi adds, when he describes the shame Trima, Rashi adds, that's Kotush Sas Veino Merusa. The Trumas Hadeshin understands that what Rashi is telling us is a very big chiddush. And that is that this whole sugya is only talking about things that are mashed, that are, how would the best way to crushed. things that were crushed, the fruit that was crushed. However, if it was entirely mashed, then in such a case, it does not get the bracha of eggs. What would the svara be? What would the rationale of Rashi be? So the rationale in Rashi seems to be quite clear. And that is that it's not called a fruit if it's already mashed. It wouldn't be called a fruit if it's already mashed. Only if it's kadosh, if it's been crushed a little, then it's still called a fruit. Okay, this is the shita of the Trumas Hadeshen. Rabosai, to analyze the implications of Trumas Hadeshen and to analyze the sugya in pshat, I'd like to ask a bunch of pshat questions in the Mineu Bay of the Gemara. Many of the questions asked by the Gedolei Achron. If I'm not mistaken, I think there are three questions in pshat I'd like to address with you. And we will see that these questions in pshat will be megale a lot in Lomdus and Halacha as well. First of all, asks the Stipler. Yes, clarification? No, Trumas Hadeshen is not saying that. Orcha means a derech. There's the following question one could ask in the Pshat and Rashi. Especially according to the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen says that according to Rashi, if it would be Merusak Lagamri, what would the halacha be? The halacha would be that it would get a shehakol. If it's entirely mashed, it's going to get a shehakol. Rabosai, I have a great chat question. What did we just get through discussing above? We just got through discussing Meperos. Meperos, the Gemara was Mechadesh, Isaiah Balma. You should have asked, according to the Shita of Rashi, that holds that Meperos, that holds, let's start with the Risuf. That holds that by Trima, if it's Merusak Lagamri, what bracha would it get? It would get a shahakol. So what's the reason that on juice, the bracha should be a shahakol, may pay rose? You don't need the chiddush of Zeya Ba'alma, asks the Stipler. You don't need Zeya Ba'alma, because we just got through saying that even if it wasn't turned into Zeya, it wasn't turned into juice, it's going to get a borei priya eitz by simply being crushed, by simply being mashed. Isn't it a kal v'chomer that if it's mashed, it doesn't get a eitz? Certainly, if it's just the mei peros, there's no constituency in the fruit, certainly it's not going to get a eitz. Let me show you, by the way, Natanel, you photocopied, right? Did we be able to give it out? The Kilos Yaakov?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I want to show you first that the Stipler asks this question. We're going to mention briefly the Stipler's approach to this question. What I found was very misameach is that I found the Kadmon that already asks this question. And Rabot said, you should ask this question once you understood the implication of the Rashi. And maybe the way we even read Rashi and Laming Chavura would be critical to addressing this question also. Let's take a look in the photocopies. V'tzarechiyun, it's five lines into the piece of the Stipler. V'tzarechiyun l'das ha-trumas ha-deshen. Mehod arminun sham b'brachos le'il. L'tvash tvarin. Amar Rebelozim v'varach le'im shakol. My time is in v'alma. V'amrina das yikur Rabbi Yeshua. It follows Rabbi Yeshua de Sover. B'mei peros, dein chayav lem mishum arlo. V'hashta, lama li taima d'zeya ba'alma. V'alo afilu gufa priyatzma kishin israska. V'nasis ki isa, kvar berchas ha-shahakol. The halacha is that when it's turned into a paste, it already gets a shahakol. V'achinami, haiduk sha'afilu cheshav t'lei gufa pri, leka ba, birchas bor priyatz me haitaimo da'advash merusak. That's question number one in chat. Now, Rabosai, the famous Bach that I semi-erroneously ascribed to orange juice.
It wasn't so erroneous, and the Bach himself makes the mentions that I go Sashri. I wasn't so off. I was off in the way, it could be even Rav Schechter at the time, 4 or 5 years ago, said to me this way, but this time I spoke to him, he said that he remembers Rav Soloveitchik only by applesauce.
The Bach asks this question in Pshat, and the Bach develops a fascinating shita based on this. It should be on the other side of the photocopy of the stipler, or in another page. We didn't get it. Okay. So for those of you who have a Bach, it's kedai to look inside. If you don't have a Bach, throw something at me and make sure that I explain what the Bach is saying. The Bach is in Simin Reish Beis, Siv Katan He. Tmarin Shekit Shang Sas. I apologize, A.B. and Mordechai Yaakov. We're going a little bit faster because we have a little bit less sheer time. A.B., go ahead, but what do you want quickly?
Just the call of the to me, from what we did yesterday, the rushing rock, that doesn't make sense because they have the Alma, let's say it's the Derech to squeeze out. To squeeze out something, so therefore it would get a break rias, and that's why you do need to teach Zayah Ba'alma. But grinding it is not necessarily the derech, and that's why.
Avi's making an excellent point. Rabosai, write down Avi's point. Luchura, this question is not such a strong question according to the Rajba, that says that may peros is Zayah Ba'alma when it's not the derech. And one could argue, when it came to Trima, it was the derech. Very good. I like that point, Avi. It's an excellent point. Let's take a look at the Bach. That's A.B., that you've always made excellent Ta'aras, but this is the first. You might just have to drink a L'chaim or something, or on oranges, on pulp oranges. Drink a L'chaim of pulp oranges. And
when I figure out what
by the way, mean. Drinking is a major, major problem. I'm serious. And the more and more I've spoken about, the more and more feedback I've been getting, it's just getting worse and worse. The problem's getting, and the scary part about it is that guys are fooling themselves and saying, no, it's okay, it's just recreational, it's that. Rabosai, the guy that I described to you my neighbor, right? Yeah? You think he started out any different than a Shanabek guy in Yeshiva just drinking recreational? I'm sure he didn't. A.B., so that's a great, your first great Lamdisha point is a big moment. He's making a beautiful Lamdisha point. The Rajba, he's putting together the Rajba. The Rajba said that when it comes to that, the critical point is Derech, so then Trima is different. That's a fantastic
point. Can you
point.
Teach the same Chiddush by Trima? You wanted to teach the Chiddush of Derech by Zeyev Amo. You could take that Chiddush of...
All he's saying is the crux of the Kasha doesn't start. That's all I'm saying. Let's take a look at the Bach. Tmaram Shekitchen Sas. The crux of the Kasha doesn't start. Whether it's no longer a Kal V'chomer. That's the point. Let's just see the Bach inside, Rabosai. The Perikates on the Varachin. Vilchas Atamri Vavdinu Trima Varachin Labar Priates. My Taima Bimulsayu Kaimi to the Meikaro. Pirush Rashi Vishem Trima Kolar Akash Ksas Vein Rusik. Mashma says the Bach. The Merusik Lagarmi Lab Bimulsayu Kaimi. It's interesting, the Bach does not attribute this to the Trumas Hadeshen. So on the side of your Bach, you would write the Kachos of the Trumas Hadeshen in Simin Choftes. Miu Niret, Ditzarech Levarech Labor Priyadoma. Oh, so here we have the fascinating sheet of the Bach that says that on applesauce, you would make a Hadoma. Not a Shahakol if it was Merusik Lagarmi, but a Hadoma. The low gummy lekvash tvarm devarchlem shahakol. I on orange juice that doesn't have pulp, you make a shahakol. The hasam zeh ba'almo because there it's only the sweat of the fruit. Kedamer b'gemara. The eino pri levarichalav lo priyates lo priyadama. I will tmarim merusakim gufa pri. But when it comes to dates, it's entirely crushed. Hein lo herdu mi berchas for priyates elamayla achas. So this is the famous Bach that says that if the bracha changes, it's only going to go down one darga. And that's why Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Schechter told me, Rav Soloveitchik felt that on applesauce, even if it doesn't get a ga'etz, it will actually get a borei priyadama. Okay. Now, here is my mistake. my mistake wasn't so terrible. That leads me to believe maybe even at the time Rav Schechter insinuated even Jews, that maybe I wasn't getting entirely confused. The Bach then quotes, and Aaron Orenstein found this, learning with Hasmada. Don't tap him on the back. Do it yourself, Bezer Hashem. Okay. So he continues like this. V'chein kosa b'agos ha'shri. It's agos ha'shri. D'maram mikayim perish b'alochas kedos b'dusha d'tamri. D'ein ha'bevarach lo shahakol. Elke shenosim bol mayim. The agos ha'shri says this about orange juice. D'im hoyet vash b'eino. Ein svar l'horidosu m'shtei malos. That if you have may peros, what happens? It only gets Adama. V'rayatso mishlakos. So Aaron showed me in that Agos HaShri yesterday. Whoever it was, but at the end of the day, you were the only one that came over and showed. And,
I didn't show anything.
Shaako Gamkin, you did. All I know is you showed me that Agos HaShri. You're right, I put it on the Mar Makom, so it's true. Bitmarim, Shabbatila Bar Priya Aids. In Mishtanu Ligriyusa, Mivare, Bore Priya Adama. Then the bracha is a bar pri adama. Ubiyayin tapuch inami lo kamer talmuda elodein ukari pri legabi truma. So it happens to be that Agos HaShri goes even further. Rabosai, seriously, let's go. That when it comes to the bracha of orange juice, the Bachlin says there's someone who even says in regards to orange juice that the bracha is going to be adama, and therefore he concludes that the bracha is going to be Adama when it comes to the applesauce. And then he says, V'ika lahakshos, about four lines down. He says, Lufiza near, let's go straight, so this way everybody sees it. Lufiza near, the Tamar Mamusakan, the Gamri, the Varach Bar Priyadama, Avobes Yosef Kasa, the Kalpos, and Kolkas, Varazu. He says, this Shita, the Trumas Hadeshen, the Beis Yosef says, we don't paskin like that way. And therefore, there's no chiluk between whether it's katush, ktsas, or merusa. In both cases, it gets our eggs. V'ika lahakshos b'divra b'enu. D'mitchila hevi perish rashi musasin ktsas b'or priyadama. D'shaminan minav musakin legamri. Mevarech b'or priyadama o shahakol. V'chein kasa b'es yosef. Yeah. Already above. I'm sorry, it was even above. The second line, the Bach asks like this. The Bach says it can't be that the bracha on Merusak is going to be a shahakol. Because the lo dami ledvash is a balmu. What's the Bach's raya? The Bach's raya is like this. The Bach's proof that you only go one darga is you can't say that you're going down two dargas, because the Gemara said already that when do you go to Shahakol? When it's Zeyab Alma. Is this Zeyab Alma? This is not Zeyab Alma. So if you think about it, the Bach's raya is the Stipler's kasha. The Bach says it can't be that on applesauce you're going to make a Shahakol, even according to the Trumas Hadeshen. It doesn't make sense. In other words, the Trumas Hadeshen did say Shahakol. But it doesn't make sense, says the Bach, that you should go all the way down to a Shahakol. Because upstairs, we said, when do you get a Shahakol? Zeyab Alma. It's Mashma only when it's Zeyab Alma. But what if it's not Zeyab Alma? Then it doesn't go all the way down. Then it's not going to get a Shahakol. What bracha does it get, says the Bach Adama. What's the Bach's raya that the Trumas Hadeshen is wrong? The fact that the Gemara above, give Avram Yitzchak a pencil. The fact that the Gemara above already said what? Said that the halacha is a gets a shakel because of the Zeya Ba'alma. And since the Gemara above said that the shakel is a Zeya Ba'alma, is mashma only because it's Zeya Ba'alma does it get a shakel. But if it wasn't Zeya Ba'alma, then it wouldn't get a shakel. So essentially, I want to point out, I don't know if anybody's pointed this out, the Stipler's kasha, which is a gevaldik kasha, is the Shita Sabach. The Bach came to his Shita Lahalacha. This Shita that we never did inside, that we're now finally doing inside, The Bach came to it by saying that it should only get a Adama. Why? Why should it get a Adama? Because the Gemara says that it gets a shackle when it's Zeya. But what if it's more than Zeya? Then it wouldn't get a shackle. If you held that something that's more than Zeya also gets a shackle, then don't tell me above that the reason why May Peros get a shackle is because it's Zeya. Tell me because it's Merusa. Must be that it doesn't get a shackle. And the answer to the Stipler's question, according to the Bach, is the following. The reason why we have two categories is because there's one category called Zeya Balma, which is a shackle. And then there's another category outside of Zeya Balma that's a shackle. And that is that something that's a Merusak. And something that's Merusak is going to get our Adama. Now let's look back in the Trumas Hadeshin. Mordechai Yaakov. Let's take a look at the Trumas Hadeshin himself. I left my copy in the Nazir room. Thank you very, very much. In the Trumas Hadeshin, there's not much room to move. Because the Trumas Hadeshin said that we could be Medayik and Rashi. Omnam, let's pick up there. Eid Aikidim appears Rashi, Vahi, the Trima, Mayim, Varachal, appears Rashi, Shem, Koldar, Akashish, Ma'at. Main Rusakhan Trima, Pashad also may have the Mutlas is Trima. Alma Vikai got Milsayu Kaimi at Torah Barkham Bar Priya Aids. When is the Milsayu Kaimi? So then, in such a case, it gets a Bar Priya Aids. And then he's Medayik in the Piskei Rosh. That the Piskei Rosh, and when he says Ashiri Akotin, it means Piskei Rosh. Tomorrow, Mavdinu Trima, Pirish Murusaki Ma'at, Mavarkhan Bar Priya Dama. So first of all, you see that the Trumas Hadeshin, black on white, is cholek on the Bach, and he says that you get a shehakol. I don't know if that's going to prove that Rav Soloveitchik's psak doesn't fit into the Shulchan Aruch, because it could very well be we don't pass it at this Trumas Hadeshin, but you see black on white that the Trumas Hadeshin holds that the bracha is going to be a shahakol. So on the one hand, we dealt with this question in pshat. All of the lamdos starts from pshat. We see how the Bach dealt with that question. But at the same time, what's missing is we need to save the Trumas Hadeshin. We need to be miyashin the Trumas Hadeshin. Because at the end of the day, the Stipler's Kasha is a fantastic question on the Trumas Hadeshin. Because if we're going to say that Risuk gets a shahakol, and simply because it's Merusa, it loses its Adama, so what's the chidush of the Gemara upstairs by Zeya Baal Melchur, it's a Kavachomer. Rabosai, after I develop the other issues in Pshat, I want to give you this, I'll tell you the Stipler's Mahalach, but the Stipler's Mahalach is not related to Pshat, and the Stipler's Mahalach actually is an exciting continuation of the previous sugya made peros. I'm afraid I'm going to lose a little bit of the Talmidim who jumped in for the sugya of Trima. But for those of you who felt that they did the sugya of made peros relatively well, it's kedai to do the Stipler. Maybe I'll discuss it tomorrow. But let's continue on in other issues in Pshat and Arasugya. So we have Avona according to the Bach. We see the Trumas Hadeshin is Cholek. And we have the Bach's Kasha on the Trumas Hadeshin. That's step number one. Everybody's with me so far? Beautiful. Rabotai, another Pshat issue. Another Pshat issue. Yeah, thank you. This Kasha the Prima Gadim asks. Prima Gadim asks, Lechura, our Gemara is against another Gemara. Especially the way Rashi is being mastered. The Gemara Lamed Vav Amid Aleph spoke about something that was crushed. Where have we already discussed something that was crushed and changed? Beautiful. Kimcha Dechiti. In the sugya of Kimcha Dechiti, we have Chita that gets o Adama, that when it's been crushed and turned down into flour, what bracha does it get? Gets a shahakol. What was the reason that it gets a shahakol over there? What's the reason that the Gemara says that you get a shahakol?
Becomes worse.
All right, let's, yeah, you know what, Michal, you're asking, well, let's say we're going in Rashi. Right now we're Gemara Rashi. The first shir, we always try to cheshbon out Aliba Shittas with our Rashi who holds our hand. Okay, so what's the hezber in the Gemara? So let's remind ourselves, for those of you who didn't do enough of the Chazar, let's just remind ourselves, and for those of you who did Kal V'Chomer, it's sweeter to review it. Let's take a look at the Gemara. B'chein Rav Yitzchak Rabbi Yochanan Shem Zayis Vachla Bar Priyetz Alma Afgav D'Shtani B'Milsei Koy. When it comes to Zayis, it gets the same bracha even though it's been changed. Hachanami Afgav D'Shtani B'Milsei Koy. The same thing should apply to Kimcha D'Chita, where one man domer holds a Bar Priyetz domer, Rav Nachman holds Shehakol. So how are we going to explain Rav Nachman says Shehakol? Answers the Gemara. Mi Dami Hasan Leslei Lu Yachrina Hacha Islei Lu Yachrina B'Pas. So the Gemara says that there it's gone down. Kimcha Dechita has gone down. Says Rashi, Dishtana Vigara, Ho Ovalo Ishtani Liluya Achrina, Liluya Me'alisa. That's in regards to Zayis. Hacha Isle Liluya Achrina, when it comes to the Kemach, it's going to be improved. Hilchach yotze mechlal priyu lechlal derech achilas loba. Now, asks the Rosh Yosef, if you guys have the photocopy also, right, of the Rosh Yosef? Asks the Rosh Yosef the following question in chat. Lechura, according to what we have seen in Rashi, in our Gemara, what's the reason that the bracha that it's going to get is going to be a Shahakol, according to Trumas Hadeshen, is because it's Merusa Kutamri. What does that mean? That means when something is crushed, it automatically goes down in bracha. If the reason that it goes down in bracha is because it's crushed, so then why does the Gemara have to get involved with whether it's a Yiluya Achrina or it's a Shinu in the Grula? Even if the Shinoi is not Ligruei. The Mashmos of the Gemara Lamed Vav Amid Aleph is that it was that its change was a bad change. It went down. Even if it doesn't go down. Ask the Rosh Yosef, may I for a moment? Let me just show you the words where the Rosh Yosef asked this kasha. Vihine, three lines before the end of Kufchav Dalet. Mikimcha Dechita. That you need the next page drop as well. Rav Yehuda Amar Bar Pri Adam Yorul Zed Deiniker Klatzer Eschita. Rav Nachman the Pug Bar Shakel Mitam Dishtan the Griusa. Halav Achilo. The Pashtus is that if it wasn't a Shinu the Griusa, if it didn't go down, then it would retain that bracha. But what do we see from Daf Lamed Ches? From Daf Lamed Ches we see that if it's changed, it automatically is going to get a different bracha. What's that? Oh, so that's a question. The Rosh Yosef is assuming that it's not only Iluya Achrina, but it's also Shinu Libriusa. That's how he's assuming in his kasha. If you learned, well, and Rashi, it's mashed that way, because Rashi says, Dishtani Vigora. Rashi is mashed, it's Dishtani Vigora. From Rashi is mashed that it went down. That's what the Rosh Yosef assumes in his kasha. But I hear what you're saying, Benny. You could have said that there... That there, it's
that Rashi, though, that's in the kasha. That
Rashi. Right. You want to say in the Maskan, maybe it's different. Maybe I hear what you're saying. I'm going to build with what you're saying without even spelling out your point. But I want to take your mahalach as well. Okay. This is tzarachiyun number two. Imshat. The two tzarachiyuns.
The second
tzarachiyun is the prima godim asked. By the way, the Rosh Yosef is the prima godim. The Prima Godim is one of the most important poskim. What's not well known is a lot of the Sefer Prima Godim in Brachos and Shabbos, he spells out a lot of the things in Lamdus in a separate Sefer called Rosh Yosef. One of the most important poskim is the Prima Godim. And a lot of the observations he makes happens to be that this discussion is also found in his Sefer. The Prima Gadim's two Sefarim are one. The one in the Taz is called Mishpat Zav. The one in the Magen Avraham is called Eshel Avraham. A lot of times, there's a longer Ariflus on that. If you're interested in understanding more, and it's been out of print. The Rosh Yosef was out of print for many, many, many years. The Poskim in the 19th century, the late 19th century, early 20th century, didn't have the Sefer Rosh Yosef. A lot of times, if you look up the Prima Gadim in the Rosh Yosef, you'll see a lot more. The Kash is like this. If you read, as Rashi, Benny's right, it's Rashi in the Havamina, that says that the Shinui by Kima Dechint, because it's a Shinui Griyusa, that's not what Rashi says by us. Rashi by us says, and for that matter, even the Pashas of our Gemara, you don't even have to ask the staff for Rashi. The Pashas of the Gemara is that the reason, when it comes to something that's Merusak, what's the reason that you're going to get in either a Hadam or a Shehakol? It's because it's been changed. So why is it that the Sugya on Lamed Vav and Aleph seems to say you need a Shinui Griyusa? Our Sugya seems to say just any type of Shinui and loses its profit.
Are you also not talking about the? I thought you weren't harping on Derech
Hatulasa. No. Not harping on Derech Hatulasa. You're right. Maybe you want to develop according to your Baal.
What I just said is what I mean.
Rabos, I think there might be a third Shat Kash over here. I wonder if you could ask a similar question to the first question on the Gemara, where the Gemara said, "Hai time shel truma mutar las men truma va'os las men shechar." How does that fit back into Zev Alma? Okay, I'll leave that for now. Rabosai, I think to answer these two tzarachiyuns, to save the Trumas Hadesha, and to be miyashe the two sugyas, the yisod that we've been calling the Netziv's Mahalach, but now, I'm not claiming the Netziv is going to say all this, we're going to be saying it together on our own, we'll explain beautifully the Shita of the Trumas Hadesha, and will give us a good sense of the structure of the Gemara as we head towards the Halacha. Rashi, already above, and Rashi on Lamed Vav and Aleph, according to the Netziv, was developing the idea that Borei Priya Eitz is dependent on a Pri. If it's a Pri, then it gets a Borei Priya Eitz. If it's not a Pri, then it doesn't get a Borei Priya Eitz. Where did we see this in Rashi? So that Tziv Alam and Vav and Aleph pointed this out in Dibar Maskel, Hacha Islei Lu Yachrina. Rashi says, Hilkoch Yotzim Vichlal Pri. Vamevin Yavin, Benny adds, that Rashi said Ishtanin Ligruya only in the Hav Amina. You did you stand up? Tap him stand up. That when it comes to Ishtani Ligruye, so there the halacha is, they what? The reason why it gets a shakla, why is it going to get a shakla? The reason why is because it's no longer a pri. Rashi seems to hold that the hagdara of Borei Priya Eitz is dependent on whether it's a pri or not. That's the Hagdara. Is it have, and according to many Achronim, even this expression is appropriate. Does it have Tsuras HaPri? If it has Tsuras HaPri, then it gets Eitz. If it doesn't have Tsuras HaPri, it doesn't. And we pointed out, in the Sugya of Mei Peros, which Trima in Pshat is directly connected to the Sugya of Mei Peros, In the Sugya Mei Peros, we saw a way of reading Rashi, which I think has a lot of emes to it, from Rashi and Pesachim as well, that Mei Peros is Zeya Balma. What does it mean that Zeya Balma? It's not a pre. It's not a pre. That's how we read Rashi, Ve'ein Lecha Pri Anitein L'mashke. That when it's wine, it's the pre-form in liquid. Because the Torah calls this the fruit of the vine. Oh, if that's so, the Netziv already makes this point. The Rashi's Lishitaso and Dibar Maskel Trima Mahu. The Rashi holds, unlike the other Rishonim, Rashi holds that even if it has residue of the fruit, but once it doesn't have Tsuras HaPri, if it doesn't have the Tsura of the Pri because it's Merusak, so then in such a case, what bracha is it going to get? It's going to get a Shahakol. And we pointed out that there's a dramatic change in the sugya, that this is the first time in the sugya Mei Peros, is the first time we're talking about general constituency, and we're not talking about a particular fruit or a particular type of bread. So the Gemara now begins to tell us the halachos of Tsuras HaPri and gives us two examples of two things that don't have Tsuras HaPri. What's one example? Mei Peros. Mei Peros, Chazal called in many places Zeya Ba'alma. What does that mean, Zeya Ba'alma? Rashi holds that doesn't have the Tsuras HaPri. That's what it means. And therefore, the halacha is going to be by Trima. We're now going to discuss Trima. The Gemara asks, Trima Mahu? What's the answer to the question of Trima Mahu? The answer to the question of Trima Mahu is, it's considered the fruit only if it's Katush Ksas. But if it's Merusak Lagam, then it's not considered the fruit. It's not going to be considered the fruit at all. So now let's go back to the two shot questions. Let's defend the Trumas Hadeshen against the Bach's objection and the Stipler's objection. You know what the answer is? The answer is like this. When it comes to the first question, didn't we already say that the only type of fruit that gets a shahakol is Zeya Ba'alma, which is mashma, that if it's merusak, then it won't get a shahakol, and says the Bach, it's going to get a adama. The answer, Rebbe Osei, I think, is like this. It's not true that it's the Zeya Ba'alma because it's mamish sweat. Rashi doesn't hold that it's the sweat that makes it get a shahakol. Rashi holds because it's not a pri. So the Gemara is giving two examples where it could be a pri and it could not be a pri. First, it starts off with juice, and then the Gemara tests the boundaries of what's considered not a pre. What happens if it's Trima? Trima's what? Trima is a step up. Because Trima is not mamish the sweat. So what's that Shaila? That's only if it's Kodesh Ktsas. If it's Merusak Lagamri, then Eina Hanami. Of course it's not the pre. Of course it doesn't have the Tsuras HaPri. So it's not a Kalva, there's no Kalva Chomer over here. The Gemara is testing the limits of the Yisod, where it's not a pre. How far will you go? Will you say if it's Kodesh Ktsas, it's also not a pre? The Gemara is now expanding on the idea. And it all started, I want to point out to you, that part of our Mahalach, I already developed this idea before, but there's no question that in Leinin Chabura, the way we explain what Rashi's words, V'shem Trima, mean, that now the Gemara is switching from a particular type of food to a type of constituency, is that the Gemara now in the Sugya Mei Peros described that when it reaches that constituency, it's not a fruit. To which the Gemara now asks, what's going to be the halach in regards to Trima? Now, Trima's Kadosh Ksas, says Rashi, but don't be confused. If we already learned that Zeya Ba'alma says that's not going to be a fruit, then if it's Merusak Lagamri, it's also not. It's a Kal V'chomer. But that wasn't the way the Gemara was structured. The Gemara wanted to bring out the Shas Yisod, the Shas Yisod, that May Peros is not considered a fruit, and then we test the limitations of how much it's not considered a fruit. How do we test that? With Trima. But says Rashi, don't be confused, that we already saw above that if it doesn't have Surah Sapri, then in such a case, the bracha is going to be what? The bracha is going to be a shahakol. That's the defense of the Trumas Hadeshin. Once you see it in the broader context, what's with the Prima Godim's kasha? Prima Godim's kasha in Pshat also falls away. Prima Godim's kasha was, the Gemara earlier says, Shina Ligriyusa. Is that what the Gemara really says? What does Rashi say? This is all within Shitas Rashi. What does Rashi say in Dibra Maskel Dish? Islay Luyachrina. What's the reason that Kimcha gets a Shahakol? Yotza Mechlal Pri! Hafuk! Your Kasha, the Prima Godim, is Mavish Araya to the whole Yisod of the Trumas Hadeshim Bedas Rashi. What's the Yisod? The Yisod is that the reason why you make a shahakol on Kimcha Dechita is because it's no longer the wheat stalk. That's why. Not because of Shani Griusa. I, Rashi, above did say Shani Griusa. That was only in the Havamina the Gemara, as Benny pointed out. But in the Maskana, this point was made by the Netziv already. When we did Lamin Vav, we already read Rashi that way. And we pointed out that the Netziv holds even Halacha L'maisa, that Bari Priya Eitz is only something that has a shame pre. And this is going to be a coherent shita of Rashi throughout. This is the way we were even mad Rasbi Rashi and Meperos. That was a little bit debatable. Palmina pointed out you could read Rashi differently. And it's true on Lamed Vav and Aleph. I also gave an alternative pshat to the Netziv's pshat. But at the end of the day, this will explain beautifully the shita of Rashi according to Trumas Hadeshin. And both of the pshat kashas fall away. Okay. Now Rabosai. Let me take a few questions. I think what we're going to do, because we have to start late today, what we're going to do is we'll spend the first 15-20 minutes of tomorrow on the sugya of Trima, and I'll already give you Numar Mekomos on Shasisa for tomorrow as well, because I think many of the Talmidim got through most of the important Mar Mekomos. If you want to prepare more in the sugya of Trima, take a look at the Shitas HaRambam. We had Siyata Deshmaya that I didn't know about the Sefer Nahar Shalom. I'm going to Lina to take a look at it. His observation, but that's around just pointing out Leini Chabura, and take a look at the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch and in the Taz as well. Yes, yes, Benny.
Two things that if you say that
we're not going to get to Halacha today because we started late. We're in onus. Yes.
So, if you say how those.
Right.
Plus B, the cash, like you're saying, you're not gonna. Who has still the cash? Because if it's and Fakir, the Nisib is only adding that if Rebbe is saying that the Nisib is that the Rashi just trusted in all the three sugyas, Hura, why was the Gemara changed the Lashonis? Not so much though on by Trima, but also to say by Zeba Amos to Ishtani Luya, who that's. Why would the Gemara
say Ishtani Iluya if it's a Tzuras HaPri?
And
that's a cash on Lamed Vav and Aleph.
All those.
That's a cash on Lamed Vav and Aleph. But in terms of developing Kiran Shita Rashi in a Hanami, I don't know if we ever addressed that question.
And also,
how that works.
And Masha's Vashem Shrima, Vashem Shrima, Lakura, that's. If Masha gets an Amdra Sugya Lagami, Shame Shrima.
No, so I'm learning not that way. And when Rashi says Vashem Trima, he's trying to emphasize that we're talking about over here is not a particular fruit, but he's talking about a constituency. That's what Rashi is saying.
Because he says Vashem Trima Chalav also in Zeva Amad, the Chura, each one is an Amdra Sugya. It's Shame Trima Chalav, it's Shame Trima. There's a Shame Trima. It's not, the Chura, that it's not, we're not looking whether it was just two or three. There's a shame of a trima. That's what's really important.
I disagree. Shame trima is saying that the only thing that's called a trima is something kadosh k'tzas. Why? Because if now you could read the Rashi just telling us nomenclature. The Rashi is telling this is what a trima is, but he's not telling what the halacha of
what's the English word that we said? Sauce. He's not telling us what the halach of sauce is. But Trumas Hadeshin didn't understand this way. And I'm going now, I'm explaining Rashi, I'll leave it to Trumas Hadeshin.
If you would say Shem Truma.
You could say that. But I think that Rashi is doing more than that. I think that Rashi is not just simply describing what a sauce is, he's doing more than that.
If you say Shem Truma, then you're lobbed off, then you lobbed off with Kutzah Shksaz. That's not a knock. I
mean,
I feel there's a shame trima.
No, shame trima is only the two go together. For it to be called a trima, it's kadosh ktsas, and that works out in general in Rashi's understanding. Which came first? Both. That works out with general Rashi's understanding that a paste, that a sauce, if it's entirely a sauce, so then in such a case and not mash, then it'll get a shahako. Yes, Aaron.
But in terms of the stipler's question.
Yes. Oh, maybe I have time now to tell you the stipler's mahal. Good. Let me look, I see a lot of the guys. Anyhow, guys were itchy today, huh? Change the schedule on the guys a little bit, and then sometimes it's hard to stay focused. Okay. But Aaron, what's your question? Go ahead. I want to say the stipler now, because anyhow.
All right. So with the stipler,
I think the guys that are left are not holding by the stipler. Yeah. Go ahead.
The stipler's question, though, you still don't need the whole case of Zeva Alma, though, even though if you have the Rashi's understanding. Oh, like this is trying to test limits. If we were to just skip the sugya of Zeva Alma and teach us only the case of Trima, we would be able to still have that Kava Homer and understand that by orange juice that would be a Shahako. We still wouldn't need them
again. But what I'm saying is that if you look at the Gemara as the Gemara now transforming into telling us the yisod of constituency and then Trima testing the limits.
Yeah, but so why we test
lock the into the yisod, we lock into first the general yisod of Tzuras HaPri. I think, if you think about what I'm saying, I think it works.
But
now, let me just get in the stipler now. There's a beautiful part of the stipler, I think it's kedai for people to know. How does the stipler answer the kasha? What about at the end of the day, what about this idea that when it comes to if we know the halacha that may keros the zeh of ba'alma, why do we need, how did the stipler ask it? Why would we say that the same halacha applies that you get both the shahakol? May keros only gets a shahakol, why? Because it's zeh. But if it's ras risuk is not zeh, so therefore the bracha should not be, either bracha should not be a shahakol on risuk, or the Gemara shouldn't have both cases. Once we know that Risuk gets a shahakol, certainly Zeh Ba'alma is going to get a shahakol. That's the stipler's kasha. Everybody follow the kasha? Yes. The question is like this. Do you have the photocopy? No?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so let's see it inside. Now we'll do the focus of Shir is Gemara Rashi. The raid I'm not so into, but it's kedai for you to know the raid also. So the stipler asks like this, Litzarichion, six lines in. Ladasa Trumas Hadeshin. Mahad Armin and Shambi Brachas Lil the Dvash Tmarim. Amr Laza the Varklim Shah. My time is Zeh Ba'alma. The reason you get a Shahakol is only Zeh Ba'alma. Bahashta, skipping down two lines, end of the line. Bahashta, Lamali time of the Zeh Ba'alma. Why do I need the reason of Zeh Ba'alma? Ba'aloha Filu Kufa Priatsma. What do I need the Svara of Zeh Ba'alma? According to Trumas Hadeshin, once it's mashed, it doesn't get our eggs. So the reason why juice will get a shahakol is because it's risuk. It's no different. So the stipler suggests, it's a mahalach that's become a little bit popular, which I'm not been swayed by. And that's why I didn't mention the sheet of the stipler earlier. The Gemara in Psachim, on Daf Lamed Gimel, has two opinions about how you look at juice. One opinion is that you look at juice as mifkad pocket, as if being encased in the fruit. Mifkad pocket. Dam mifkad pocket, similar to the same sheet in Ksubis. It's encased in the fruit. You don't look at it as being part of the flesh of the fruit. You have a flesh of the fruit, and encased inside of it is the juice. The other shita is mivla bola, that you look at the juice as being absorbed. I think most of us, if we would have been asked how do we look at fruit juice in general,
we would describe it as Mivla Bola. But there is a sheet that says that you look and choose as if there's the flesh, and then inside of it is the juice. The Stipler says that if we say that juice is Mifkat Pocket, that's how he assumes, that's what he runs with. If you say juice is Mifkat Pocket, so then you don't see anything in terms of resource. What's the reason that we say that juice is a Ba'alma? The Chiddush is that the Mifkat Pocket, the packet of juice, is considered Zeya Ba'alma. However, what the halacha is in regards to something that's Merusak Lagamri, that you don't see. Juice is not a mashed fruit. Juice is the packet of the fruit. The chiddush of Zeya Ba'alma is that even though it's a packet inside of the fruit, nevertheless, it's not considered the fruit itself. But it's removing the inside of fruit, a totally different thing. If you smash a fruit, so that's a totally different phenomenon. That's risuk. Just because you make a shahako on risuk doesn't necessarily tell you that you make a shahako on the pocket of the fruit. There was mamish mashed, pulverized, destroyed, then you get a shahako. But if you take out its pocket, maybe that you make our eggs. For that, you need the Yisod of Zeya Ba'alma. Says the Stipler, based on this, I could explain another halacha. I could explain the halacha of the Rambam that we had in Macholos Asuras that we got stuck on. In Perek Yud Halacha Chof Beis on Sunday. The Rambam over there on Sunday had said that we say that what comes out, the juice that comes out of the Isur, is going to be Asur. The Kash is Ayat Zeya Ba'alma. So the Zeya Ba'alma, how can you possibly say that it's going to be Asur? So the answer is that all Zeya Ba'alma is teaching us is that we look at it as being a separate part of the fruit. But it's still the Isur. It's just not the fruit. It's Mifkat Pocket. If you held Mivla Bola, so then in such a case you're saying there's no chashivas vis-a-vis the fruit. But once you look at it as a separate pocket, it's not the fruit itself, but it's definitely a part of the Isser. And since it's definitely part of the Isser, then it's going to be Asser. If it's Mivla Bola, and you say it has no chashivas when you squeeze it out, so then in such a case, then the Stipler says, then you're going to have a kasha. Then why is it that you're going to say that's awesome? Finally, the Stipler makes reference to the Karen Ora that I mentioned on Sunday, where the Karen Ora was Masbir and says that the reason why this fruit is going to be awesome is because Hayotze Mina Asur is Asur. And the Stipler says that he thinks that that's incorrect. He says, we don't find the concept of Hayotze Mina Asur Asur. What's the case in Bechoros? The case of Bechoros talks about milk and eggs. Milk is grown inside of the animal. Then you're going to say Yotze Mina Asur Asur. Eggs grow inside the chicken. And then it comes out. That's how Yotze Mina Asur Asur. But he says when it comes to fruit, where it didn't grow inside, it's not a product of the Isser. He says he thinks you don't say Yotze Mina Asur Asur. So the Stipler uses the Yisod of Mifkat Pocket to answer the Pshat question that we started with today, and he also answers Sunday's question, and he rejects the Karen Ara Yotzim and Asur Asur. I never remembered the Stipler. I've seen the Stipler a couple of times. Every time I forget it, and the reason why I forget it is because the Stipler never convinced me. I think the Karen Ara's Pshat in terms structurally makes a lot of sense. And who am I? I'm nobody to argue with the Stipler, but just in terms of my Havana. And the Stipler at the end of the day is being told of all these sugyas in a big machlokas, Mifkat Pocket and Mifla Bola. His whole mahalach, everything, every sugya is now going to be assuming mifkat pakim heichi tesi. The Gemara was never told it. The Rishonim were never told it. And the Stipe's whole mahalach assumes that everybody in all of these sugyas was assuming mifkat pakim heichi tesi. That's a tremendous chiddush. I would rather go with the Karen Oras mahalach and ayotzim in asar asar by in the Rambam Mechalas Asuras, and I'd rather go in our sugya with this havana of how to read the Gemara, that the Gemara introduces a new phenomenon of fruit, of food. We're now deciding constituency. Now, how do we decide constituency? We first go to what's clear. What's clear? Mar Baravashi's Yisod Mei Perozea Ba'alma. That's a Shatz Yisod. Now, we want to test the limits of it. Oh, so Zea Ba'alma is not considered the fruit. What happens if it's crushed a little? Point out Rashi. Oh, but be careful. The whole lumbus of Zeyab Alma we saw in Pesachim Chav Dalet is based on what? That, not that it's mamish sweat. It's just not called the fruit. So of course, if it wasn't a fruit, we already learned from Zeyab Alma. Exactly. The Bach and the Stipler are right. We can already learn from Zeyab Alma. But here, it's not entirely not the fruit. It's only Kotush Ksas. Oh, that's a fascinating thing. It's a little bit crushed, but it's not been entirely pulverized. Not been pulverized. Now we have a shayla. And Rashi says, but based on what we learned above, of course, if it would not be the fruit, then it's a davar pashut. And that's the hemshich of the Gemara. That's the mineu beim shat. That's the omek of Rashi, of how Rashi learned the sugya. That even emerges when Rashi emphasizes, as came out in Leinik Chabura, v'shem trima. That's what Rashi's trying to emphasize, in v'shem trima. And this Be'ezer Hashem defends the shita of the Trumas Hadeshin, even though we don't follow Trumas Hadeshin la halacha, but we have a clear avana, we've defended against the objections of the Trumas Hadeshin, and we understand the omek of the pshat of our Gemara.
What shita is Rashi, though?
I think they're waiting for Mincha already, so it'll be my pleasure after Mincha to...